Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Galehouse. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Denny Galehouse. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Smith. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge takes first base on ball four. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Gutteridge moves to second. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath, who is chasing the ball. McQuinn reaches third base with a triple. Gutteridge scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Galehouse fields it, and throws to first. and he throws it away. That's an error on Gale House. Fleming moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack bunts in front of the plate. Farrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fleming moves to third. Boudreaux moves to second. Jean Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Fleming scores. Boudreaux moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Denny Gale House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gale House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gale House for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gutteridge moves to second. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Gutteridge scores. It's 2-1, Browns. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Judnick, who is chasing the ball. Hockett reaches third base with a triple. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Browns. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Judnick moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. Judnick moves to third. Two outs. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0 for 1 in the game. Gailhouse hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Judnick scores. Farrell moves to second. It's Browns, 3, Indians, 3. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to third. Gailhouse moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Farrell settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Farrell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mack strikes out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. Desautels hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith is hit by the pitch. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weatherly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullenbine strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Hockett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Hockett reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hockett scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a line drive into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Judnick strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gailhouse hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cullenbine throws the ball into Gutteridge, who tags Mack, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-2 in the game. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-3 in the game. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clift. The throw from Desautels and he is safe. Clift steals second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-3 in the game. Cullenbine strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Lobbs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0-for-3 in the game. Desodles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale House fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan pinch hits for Denny Gale House. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eldon Ocker pinch runs for Harlund Clift. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. McQuinn strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.